Hi, this is Don Sistone. It's been a while since I put up anything on my podcast. Been busy with quite a few personal things. It's very interesting as I'm over 70 years old now. Hard for me to say that because on a good day I feel, no exaggeration, 25. And people always ask me, and I did an episode on this, how do I do it? A little surprised at my physical conditioning, my appearance. And I thought about that very, very heavily because I said, what am I doing? And as I'm getting a little older, everything is actually becoming very, very simple. Now, for example, my own exercise routine 20, 30 years ago was just so intense. Everything I would do would be full maximum effort. But as we get older, very important. I mean, if I had a serious injury, everything's done. I may not even be able to train anymore. So I'm very cognizant of my training, my intensity. For example, somebody goes, how many days a week do I work out? And I said, I said, my next workout is dependent on how I recovered from my last workout. So I trained on Monday, even if I'm going to do opposing groups or if I train with weights and cardio, I don't know. I have to just see how I feel my recuperation level. I talked about this in my recuperation podcast. That's critical. So if I go all out on Monday, I may need three, four, five. I may not even need 6 days to recuperate. And that's hard for people to grasp, but you will never have an injury of that. Excuse me, you'll never have an injury doing that singular principle. Very important. Also, my nutritional needs have changed really dramatically. I would eat methodically, you know, 2 to 3 times a day. For example, if I got up at 7:30, I'd have a meal at 7:30, 10:30. I mean, just whether I was, you know, not hungry or not, I would just eat. I'd have a schedule of eating. I call it force feeding. When you're not hungry, you're force feeding your body. So now I really have abandoned that. I just, if I eat at 7:30 and if you told me I have to eat at 10:30, even if it was something like, can't do it. My system is slowing down with age. The only thing I try to do is get 1/2 my body weight in protein every day, if I can. Other than that, everything is totally up in the air. I never force feed myself anymore. Sometimes I get up, I'm simply not hungry, I don't eat. Really listening to my body, and I find it's much, much better. Again, with age, I can't handle the food that I did even 10 years ago. But I do try, again, it's very important because I'm a big believer in complete protein, to get 1/2 my body weight in protein. For example, if I'm 180, 190 pounds, just divide it in 1/2 of complete protein. It's very, very, very critical. The next point I'd like to bring up is my general lifestyle as far as pushing my activities during, if I was going to go play basketball on a court, or do a really, really long walk at the beach in the sand. I really pace myself with that now. I'm coaxing my body. I'm not pushing. I'm not going into that limit, which I did when I was much younger. I used to train so hard in my 20s that the next day I couldn't even comb my hair. I couldn't even take out the garbage. Couldn't even lift up a garbage can. I couldn't even drive my car sometimes. I would never go there again. I don't need it, not at my age. So I coax my body. If I have to do an activity or in business, I just watch it. Thus, I've never had an injury. And on a pretty good day, I feel, again, 25. Everybody, as they get older, wrestles with sleep, which is hard because your pituitary gland is not making a lot of growth hormone. Thus, you're not sleeping that well. And so many things psychologically as we get older, are in the back of our brain saying, you know, we don't have much time left. And it's kind of gnawing at people. So, you know, everybody I talk to who's my age and around my age, they're wrestling with that. You know, you can be happy as whatever, but psychologically, you know that you don't have much time left on this earth. And that is kind of poking at you a little bit. So sleep is a little hard. You'll ask anybody who's over really 50 or 60, they're wrestling with it. So these are a few of the things I do which keep me at the top of my game. I just wanted to mention one thing. Somebody asked me about alcohol. They were, you know, citing all these wonderful studies about drinking 2 glasses of wine every day. I don't care about the studies. You know, alcohol is a very powerful depressant, a toxin, in my opinion. You have to be very careful with it. Don't overdo it. Keep it simple. Train. Try to get rest. Good mental attitude. Good nutrition. And the rest will take care of itself. Thanks for listening. Any questions, you can text me at my direct line, 949-375-0877.